No. No, that doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, no, I don't understand how it makes sense for her to cheat on you and then somehow twist it into it being your fault. Look, it's okay. I mean, like, it's okay for you to be upset, okay? Don't feel bad about being upset. Obviously, you cared about her a lot, and it makes sense for you to be feeling hurt. I know everyone else has been telling you to just be strong and move on, and that she was a bitch and she wasn't worth the time anyways, and they're right, but you don't have to be strong all the time, okay? If you want, I'll be here for you. Hug? Yeah, come here. It's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about my shirt. I'm sure it'll wash out. If not, I mean, you're worth a little more to me than this shirt. I know, I'm just kidding. It's fine, okay? It's fine. I understand. I'm here for you. You don't have to say anything. Want me to punch her for you? Yeah, I know, yeah, I won't. I was just thinking about it. I mean, I was thinking when you first introduced me to her, and the first thought in my head was, I'm bigger than you are. I mean, like, I guess from pictures you guys posted on Facebook, she looked taller because she was standing next to you. So when I met her in person, I was just kind of like, you're a smaller girl than I expected you to be. So I won't actually, like, punch her or anything, but we can kind of cherish the thought, right? Hey, I know you're in a rough spot right now. It's just, I have something that I want to say to you. It might be kind of a callous thing to say at the moment, and I don't know if it's what you want to hear right now, but I think it's something I need to tell you. I mean, if it's okay with you. You don't mind? No, it's fine. You don't have to promise not to get mad. I'll understand, okay? I'll still be here. I won't go anywhere. Okay, so here goes. She didn't respect you. I know, it's obvious now. It's just, you could just tell by, like, the way that she looked at you or the way that she touched you. She wasn't interested in you, not as a person. I think she was more concerned with how you looked next to her, like some sort of messed up trophy collector. What? I mean, no, I wasn't just gonna call you out on a new relationship, like... Yeah, I know that's what friends are supposed to do, but I... Okay, look, here's how it is. I respect you, okay? I don't think you're stupid. I don't think you go around picking up girls because you think they're going to hurt you. I think you try to go out with girls who you genuinely think will make you happy, you know? Like any sane person would. And sometimes I want to tell you stuff like, this girl just wants to get in your pants, or this girl's a bitch. But every time I think about doing something like that, I think about, like with this girl, you really did seem like you were happy, you know? When she wasn't cheating on you or being a huge general asswipe. But I didn't want to intrude on what you had. I mean, I wanted to, more than anything, but it didn't seem like the right thing to do, or I didn't want to seem like I was doing it for the wrong reasons or anything. What? Oh, I don't know what you mean by reasons, like, just, I guess, you can do so much better than all of those girls. You deserve better than them. You deserve someone who sees you for what you are and really just appreciates you as a person, not some girl just looking for someone to hook up with and inflate their ego. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I guess most of us are terrible, girls as a whole. I don't think we really have our priorities straight. And it's fucked up that people like you get hurt because of it. It's just, I guess it's how things are, but there are girls out there that aren't total bitches. I'm sure you'll meet someone someday, right? Someone who really truly respects you. Someone who really appreciates you. Maybe you've met people like that already in your life. No? What about me then? Yeah, I know, believe me. I know we're just friends. I'm just saying though, I really care about you. I really want you to be happy. And sometimes I look at these girls you go out with and it's just like, I feel like I could do better than them. They want the intimacy. They want the smiles and the hugs, but they don't want the responsibility. Not for themselves, definitely not for you, but me, I... Yeah, I know we're friends. You mean a lot to me as a friend. Your happiness, it's a really important thing to me, and I value you a lot as a friend too. I understand if you don't ever want to risk losing that. I would never want to lose what we have. You're so important to me, but it's frustrating for me to see you getting involved with people who keep hurting you. I don't get it. Why them? What makes you choose them? Okay, fine. What makes you choose them over me? No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm not asking you. I mean, I don't know, okay? Just, you know I like you, right? You have to know. Okay, yeah, I figured you at least had some idea. Okay, look, I'm not... No, I don't think you're friend-zoning me. I don't even think friend-zoning is a real thing. That's just, it's just called being friends, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you to feel bad about it. It's fine, okay? I can understand that. I can respect that. If you don't want to risk losing the friendship that we have, I don't want to lose that either. We've been through too much over the past decade. I wouldn't ever want to throw away what we have. Yeah, I know. I appreciate you too. I appreciate you a lot. You've been there for me too. I'm sorry. I know it's a confusing time for you right now. I'm sorry we're having this talk, but... I'm sorry. This is hard to put into words. I care about you. I care about you so much. I care about you so much that I want to take that risk. That's a risk I'd be willing to take if it means that you'd have someone who really knows you. You. Someone who wants you. Someone who cares about you. Yeah, someone like me. I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know. Why? Is there something wrong with me? Did I do something? I would have been better than any of those bitches that you've dated. No, we're having this discussion. I need to have this discussion. We've known each other how long now? 10, 11 years? I spent 8 of those years hiding these feelings from you because I care about you. Because I don't want to be just another problem in your already complicated life. I've been hiding that part of me away, the part of me that cares about you more than anyone else, because I knew that wasn't a side of me that you wanted. I hid that away because it was just an inconvenience for you. I think I deserve to have this conversation with you right now. I stayed single all these years because of you. Every time I had an opportunity to go out with someone, every opportunity I had to hook up with someone, I turned them all down because I wanted to be here for you. Every time something went wrong, I was here for you. Every single time you broke up with a girl or a girl broke up with you, my heart would just freeze, wondering if this would be the time that you realized. And if not, then maybe the next time would be the time that you realized that I've been the one by your side all this time. Or maybe the time after that would be the time that you realized how much I care about you. Or maybe the time after that would be the time that you realized that I could do better than every other girl you've gotten involved with. Yes, I was jealous. I was always jealous. That's why I didn't want to ever tell you what I thought of those girls. I didn't want it to come across as just me trying to keep you all to myself. But seeing you with anyone else, it just made me so anxious. No matter what, seeing you with someone and just knowing I could do better, knowing I could try harder, knowing I could care more about you. I wanted to let you find someone on your own. I wanted to let you figure it out on your own, and even laying it out straight in front of you, you don't know why you don't want me. I'll help you. I'll figure this out for you. I care more about you than every other girl you've ever been with. I'll always care more about you, more than any girl you'll ever meet. I've got a whole decade's head start on them. No girl is patient enough to surpass that. I've always wanted what's best for you, and no matter how objectively I try to look at it, from every possible angle, I'm the best girl there is for you. Don't struggle! Don't fight this! Come on, just give in. I don't know why you keep telling me. Why you keep telling yourself that you don't want me. Why you keep telling yourself that it's not anyone else you want. It's not anyone else's lips you want on yours, but mine. Ow! No! No! No, you don't get to fight your way out of this. Not after all the fighting I did for you. Not after all the fighting I did against myself. Holding back these feelings. Holding back how much you mean to me. You're going to give in to me, whether you want to or not. No, I'm not raping you. Maybe it feels like it right now. I know. But by the time this is over, you'll understand. I'll make you understand. This is what's better for you. I've always been what's best for you. You know, you're so beautiful. Even when you're crying, even when you're upset, I'll be here for you. Even when you struggle and try to get away from me, I'll always be here because I love you. Oh, that's right. I love you. I've always loved you. And now, finally, we're together. This is how it should be. Us together. You inside of me, as close as two people can get. I know it hurts right now, but that's just the sacrifice we have to make. It's going to hurt until your body realizes it wants me. And then you'll finally understand. You'll finally love me back. But it's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about giving you, forcing you to accept and take me, all of me and my love inside of you. It hurts me too, you know, being in love with you for so many years, seeing you with other people, thinking about the things they did with you, the things they did to you, contaminating your perfect body. I've wanted this, to be with you like this, more than anyone else ever has. And I'm so happy to finally have you here, underneath me, shaking, screaming, crying. But it's not just about me. I want you to enjoy this too. I want you to enjoy me. I want you to enjoy me loving you, me fucking you. Do you like this? Finally being together with me at last? No? How about now? Did you like that? That's not what your body is telling me. You're not fooling me. I can feel the hardness between your legs. I've convinced your body you clearly like this. No? You'll say yes. You'll say yes. I'll make you say yes. I'll do better. I'll be the best woman I can be for you. I'll love you so much. I'll fuck you so hard that you'll come crawling back to me wanting more. And I'll keep wanting more of you as each day passes. It'll be an endless feedback loop of desire and support. Why? Why won't you say yes? Why aren't you enjoying this? Don't you get it? I love you. This is what's best for you. What are you getting at? Stop resisting. It's not going to help you at all. I'm trying to help you. Don't fight me. Love me. Love me back. Fuck me back. No, why won't you love me? No, I'm not raping you. You're being blind. This isn't like you. You're smart. You're brilliant. You're radiant. I respect you. You're not stupid. The boy I love wouldn't resist something that he knew was better for him. And he'd know to try for nothing but the best. That's not what you're doing right now. You're not him. You're not my brilliant friend. You're not that beautiful boy. You don't even closely resemble that person that I care so much about. You're just a hollow shell. You're just a filthy imposter parading around as the man I love. I refuse to believe that you're him. You're just an idiot who doesn't know what's good for him. A dumb bitch with a hard cock. He's underneath me, struggling, and I'm grabbing, pushing, groping, shoving, and he's struggling, but he's so hard. How dumb is this boy? I'm literally raping him, thrusting and forcing him into myself, shoving my pussy over his cock, and he's hard. I'm disgusted. This stupid boy I'm raping, he's nothing like you. I bet he wishes he was you, perfect and special and someone to be treasured, but he's not. I don't love this boy I'm fucking. I don't love him the way I love you. He's not special to me the way you are. He's just an object, someone to fuck, someone whose hair I can grab and grope and steal handfuls of. He's not you. He's not pure. He's just a stupid slut that can't decide whether or not he enjoys being raped. A cum bucket who doesn't know if the pussy between his legs is good for him. A bitch who pushes away the woman who cares about him. You're not like him. He takes me for granted. He's always taken me for granted. With everything I've done for him, you're better than this stupid boy underneath me. You're the one who knows what you mean to me and what I mean to you. And you understand how badly I want you to be happy. And I love you. And you love me back. You love me back. You love me back. No. No, no, get away from me! I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before. I've never touched you. I've never known you. Where is he? Bring back my love. Tell me where he is. Tell me where to find him. It's not you. You're nothing to me. You're not fooling anybody. I'll show you. I'll prove that you're wrong. I'll show you just how crazy and deluded you are. I'll find him and bring him to you, and you'll see that he's the one I love. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You'd probably think I'm the crazy one with all I've done up until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You'd probably think I'm the crazy one with all I've done up until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You'd probably think I'm the crazy one with all I've done up until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane.